Dorothy was puzzled at this, for it sounded queer to hear a stuffed man speak, and to see him bow and walk along beside her.
"Who are you?"
asked the Scarecrow when he had stretched himself and yawned.
"And where are you going?"
"My name is Dorothy,"
said the girl,
"and I am going to the Emerald City to ask the Great Oz to send me back to Kansas."
"Where is the Emerald City?"
he inquired.
"And who is Oz?"
"Why, don't you know?"
she returned in surprise.
"No, indeed. I don't know anything. You see, I am stuffed, so I have no brains at all,"
he answered sadly.
"Oh,"
said Dorothy.
"I'm awfully sorry for you."
"Do you think,"
he asked,
"if I go to the Emerald City with you, that Oz would give me some brains?"
"I cannot tell,"
she returned.
"But you may come with me, if you like. If Oz will not give you any brains, you will be no worse off than you are now."
"That is true,"
said the Scarecrow.
"You see,"
he continued, confidentially,
"I don't mind my legs and arms and body being stuffed because I cannot get hurt. If anyone treads on my toes or sticks a pin into me, it doesn't matter, for I can't feel it. But I do not want people to call me a fool. And if my head stays stuffed with straw instead of with brains, as yours is, how am I ever to know anything?"